It's not just to do with rights under legislation. It's a lot of this is to do with culture, custom, practice, and pressures that arise upon people in the workplace. I think the starting point in this is this, you know, if any of us has a need for a day or two off work because we've got a bad back or we've got a cold, if we explain that to our managers, that's normally something that they understand, and they may have experienced it themselves, and they know what it's going to take to recover from that. If someone reports that they have a mental health issue and maybe need to take some time off work, the way that we view mental health as a society and our awareness of it and our understanding of what's involved in that very often means that the level of knowledge from managers within workplaces is at a much lower level. And many corporate organisations work with an environment where the pressures are high to perform, you know, there's contracts to be won and deadlines to be met, services to be delivered in accordance with agreed, you know, customer standards. And in that kind of environment, coupled with a low level of awareness, a member of one's team reporting mental health issues can be seen as you're not up to the job. You know, this is a high stakes environment, and that creates pressure, you know, subtle pressure on an individual, maybe not to be so open about their condition. And in fact, this is one of the things that, you know, at Solent Mind, being a mental health charity, we are actually very pro people with, again, what we call lived experience being a fundamental part of what we're here to do in the delivery of our services. And we do, we have some programs where we do go into the workplaces in the corporate world, and we do talk to groups of staff and groups of managers about the reality of mental health conditions. We talk about what works and maybe what doesn't work in terms of managing those conditions and getting the best out of a particular member of staff. And really that's about trying to get us to a position as a society where we have a more enlightened view within the workplace about mental health conditions, and the fact that if we manage those conditions in an appropriate way, we can still get the best out of individuals who have many other strengths, individuals who aren't just defined by their mental health condition, in the same way that we wouldn't define someone with a physical health condition by virtue of a bad back or whatever. I think, like many things to do with working in a corporate environment, it comes down to good leadership. And for me, it's about being open from the very top of the organisation about how we should be treating people with mental health conditions. The statistic I gave earlier about, you know, one in four people will suffer from a mental health condition. What that means is that when you stand up in front of your staff group, just bear in mind that at least 25% of those people probably have a mental health condition, and many of the others present will know someone who has a condition or have a member of their family that they're caring for, let's say. So it's about, from the very top of an organisation, being open about the fact that that is okay, and if people can disclose to their managers the truth of what they're experiencing, and that they will not be treated less favourably as a result of that, that the organisation will recognise that they nevertheless have, you know, their strengths are greater than that, and they're not defined simply by their mental health issues. Then that, I think, sets the tone, and this is really, really important. It sets the tone for the culture and style of that organisation and for other managers to take their lead. The very act of just taking some time out and listening, and for the individual to almost, you know, hear themselves externalizing what they've been probably internalizing and suffering from in quiet, but to hear the words coming out of their own mouth and someone sharing it with another person, and that person reflecting it back to show that it's being listened to and heard. That's not always easy for everyone to do, but I think what I would encourage anyone who's experiencing that situation is, even if it's not your manager, to try and find, you know, someone else. So there's usually someone that you can talk to about it, and you know, sharing it is always good. Also, organisations will have, whether it's in HR departments or through employee support, you know, confidential employee support lines that many organisations operate. Those are other ways of sharing. And of course, with some organisations like Solar Mind, you can always contact us and find someone to speak to.